Natalie Lauren, good morning. God, morning.
Handle good okay. Morning, stretch. Reach for the stars. Today, maybe, baby, you're an astronaut. No room for margin. My fears are starving. This ain't still marching. I am the harvest. God got flowers for me. God got flowers for me. God got flowers for me. That never meant a face. Just rose in the shades. You can lay inside your faith. This kind never fades. And I feel love surrounding me. And your spirit guiding me. Just breathe and pray. There's grace for the day. So I can show.
As any other day, you should show up for yourself.
This is home.
Said, how do you show up for yourself? I'm learning as I go that showing up for myself looks like creating boundaries, not going to places where I don't feel like I want to go, actually listening to my gut instincts. Showing up for myself looks like telling people no when I very well want to help, but overreaching, overextending myself is no longer in me. You know, showing up for yourself is not tolerating energy that doesn't serve you in this life and this purpose. Showing up for myself looks like not being a please me person all the time. The pleasing person of having to want the approval of everybody. That's what it looks like for me. For a lot of people, it's different, but for me, showing up for myself is not being who I used to be. Wasting my energy on things that are not going to help me ultimately. You know, going places where I really know I shouldn't be. Doing things I know I really shouldn't be doing. Showing up for myself is actually just practicing to have the skills to say no. To say no is a superpower that a lot of people don't practice, because it doesn't feel good to tell people no when all you've known in your life is to tell people yes. All you've been doing is telling people yes, only to be left with the short end of the stick. So showing up for myself looks like choosing where I put my energy, choosing the energy that I do entertain. Not overreaching, not overstepping my boundaries to make somebody else comfortable, excuse me, or okay with me. If I don't fit, I'm not going to force it. If you don't agree, I'm not going to force it. If it just isn't meant to be, I will not force it. Showing up for yourself is loving on yourself more than anybody outside of you can. Showing up for yourself is doing right by your body while you can. So shout out to you for showing up for yourself. Show up for yourself. Learn to love yourself again. Learn to accept yourself where you are in life. Meet you where you are. Showing up for yourself can be journaling more, eating better, exercising, expressing your feelings. Telling people how you feel right then and there, and not waiting to suppress it and then it get to you. Tell them now. Let them know how it makes you feel. Protect your peace. Protect your mind at all costs. A lot of us are losing ourselves because we out here trying to do too much for things outside of us. Your friends and your family may not get it. They may not understand, but that's okay because they don't live within you. Make yourself a place of peace. Be your own solitude. That's how you show up for yourself. That's how I show up for me. Every day I'm practicing it. I'm getting better day by day. And you can too.
Hey, did you tell him that? Did you tell him that it's a breakfast thing? What? I'm hollering bad as mud. You better let him know. Boy, get on my face, your breath stink. What? Girl, more than a goddamn breath, man. Go breath your tongue. The fuck?
Ooh, that must be them turkey wings.
Boy.
Breath stink.
Tongue
40. That's exactly what happened. Girl. Girl, I don't give a damn though. What? Somebody remember me. Mm-mm. That's fine.
I mean, yes,
she said
your mom
whooped
you naked in front of the class.
So did,
that
boy got tore up.
He said, I don't remember that. He said, I did about to whoop you though.
Okay, that's fine. He don't remember. That's my experience. Cause I said, hell no. Cheeks him.
What? She had my Peter Whack out.
You got so up? You got so up? Yep.
He probably did the same thing to Candy.
Say, she said, yeah, you want to be a clown? Get naked. Yeah, strip. Mm-hmm. Look, you know that he had that bathroom. Girl got him toe up. He probably mad, mean as mother. He probably don't like girls for real. Mama throw his ass up.
Huh?
You talking shit. Huh?
I said, I just know that damn breath was cutting up.
Mm-mm. Girl.
He was all in my damn face.
Oh.
Ooh, Jesus.
Mm-mm. What do you have on, girl? Was he fly? Was stinking breath? For real? Well, here.
He was to use that belt as an excuse to put some gum in
him. Girl.
He must be them turkey wings, I don't know.
Boy, I ain't blaming on no turkey wings. With some toothpaste, a little water.
A little baking soda.
Yeah, baking soda. Baking soda. Yeah, baking soda.
That nigga's fucking real.
Mm-hmm.
Listerine.
Listerine, baby. You feel the real jazz. You put some peroxide on that shit and rinse and gargle. Don't swallow it!
What I do?
Tell that nigga
get the back.
Get the back.
Tell that nigga
get the back.
Back of the tongue. Yeah. Tiffany said get the back. Then the nigga need to brush the back of that tongue.
Back to side.
Okay.
The top hand.
Hey, get the roof of the mouth too. Don't forget. Nah. The roof of that motherfucker count. Just as well as the back. Back of that throat. Top, back, left, and right. You hear me?
Look, hold on.
Huh?
Send you in pictures.
Who's gonna make pictures?
Yeah, look at the pictures.
Girl, who?
Just look at
them. I'm not gonna play with you. What is it? No, I don't like seeing everything. What is it?
Boom, 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 boom. phone.
Oh, girl. I'm not going to talk to you. Hell no. That boy here is shiny as hell. He took it off, huh?
No, I think that's a filter.
I'm hollering. And then who put the damn piranha next to him?
Me.
I'm hollering. Damn. Well, that's one hell of a comparison.
Because, you know, he got them piranha teeth.
Do him. He got little
teeth.
Mm-hmm. Them little biters.
They had to learn how
to
open face go.
Girl. He just got long gums. He ain't got no little teeth. Woo! Woo! I just fucked him up, girl. Hey, cuz. Yo! Hey! Nigga! Yo! She said he got short teeth. She said he got short teeth. I said, no, he got long gums.
That boy got some chiclets stuck in some motherfucking, It looked like somebody stuck some chiclets in some Play-Doh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got little teeth. She compared it to a piranha. I said, well, damn, it's just one hell of a comparison.
Not a piranha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but look, let me see these teeth.
He won't show them teeth.
Oh, he know better. Look how tight-lipped that motherfucker is, baby.
That boy got a good thought.
Look, you know better, goddammit.
That boy got an educated thought.
Look, he sure thinking about showing them teeth.
That's a think piece right there.
You know.
That boy said, I'm going to go ahead and put my hand on my chin.
Yeah.
Legendary black man.
A man of mystery, huh? A motherfucking man of mystery, because you hiding some shit behind them motherfucking lips.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boy, get the back of the tongue.
That's how you like it, Renata.
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That boy look crazy as hell with that bald head, but...
I seen that nigga before somewhere. Yeah. I don't know where I seen that nigga, but I seen him before somewhere. And he wasn't on nothing.
Uh-uh.
He ain't on nothing.
Uh-uh.
That motherfucker ain't on nothing, cuz.
He ain't on nothing. Who this is? Girl. Mm-mm.
He say he got it lined back.
Mm-mm. You just need to cut it off. I said, yeah. When I saw the picture, I said, yeah. He finally did it, huh?
He got what back?
Just give it up.
He
lost
something? What
do you got back? No, I thought his hair was gone. I said, yeah, he finally gave it up. He just cut it off anyway.
Oh, baby, I thought that was a lady. Hold on.
No, that's him with his hair. I think he can get the hair up.
Yeah, with that blue thing in the back, I thought it was a damn bonnet or something. A bow rack? A motherfucking... I thought it was a goddamn ribbon in his hair. I said, goddamn, it's a pretty nigga. Yeah. Goddamn. But he got a lot of head on that motherfucker. That boy leading with the motherfucking goddamn.
Thought
I mean,
of the day.
It's almost into the middle.
Thought of the day.
It's almost to the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see the other two pictures?
Hey, you get a post. Put thought of the day. Put a picture of him.
And put thought of the day across that big ass forehead.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Huh?
Somebody said he's the brain. I was thinking the brain.
Damn. Yeah, he got something to tell you.
That's that cranium.
He got something to talk about.
Motherfucker got that Cro-Magnon cranium.
Look at this head here.
That boy.
He got something to talk about. Look.
That boy got that Cro-Magnon cranium.
He got something to say.
Listen now.
Dad,
listen now.
Listen.
And look at this motherfucker's head. Look, it looked just like them peanuts on the little milk chocolate peanut commercial.
Boy, that's
the peanut M&M's, the brown. Is it that is big pill? You know, that's them big horse pills.
Uh-huh.
That's them big horse pills. You can't swallow that.
That's a 1600. Ain't no 800.
You got to break that motherfucker in half.
What y'all talking about?
In the red.
Nigga, that is at least an ibuprofen 800 if it ain't nothing.
And money is definitely on his mind. Do you hear me?
Money, motherfucking the rest of what he ate today. What he ate today, nigga.
Yeah.
Fucking everything on his mind.
Uh-huh.
You can see those fucking thoughts going across with the periods, the commas, and exclamation points, and question marks, and shit, and everything. You can see him going across his motherfucking mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got the nerve to have a lot of money in his hand. Yes, ma'am. He thinking about it hard.
Thinking about his last few dollars. Oh, cuz.
Them in his last few dollars.
Let me find out the nigga look like Bobby Blue Bland.
Them his last few dollars. Huh?
Look at the one in the white Meechie looking like. I wonder what he think about today.
Nigga, even look, just get up close. You'll find out what he thinking about. Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is, like that. That money that he had, at least 100 wands in his hand.
Baby.
That was all he had that time.
To what? To get a haircut?
Listen, he just got lined up.
That's lined up.
Yeah, that's when he flossed that money. He just got lined up.
Oh, okay.
You see? You know how they flossed that money when they get that
right,
money
right, 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 right.
Yeah.
So he left Stevie house.
Yeah.
When Stevie got out the chair, he got and sat down in there. When Stevie got out the chair, he went and sat down and got in there.
Uh-huh.
So, does the same nigga who do Stevie Wonder hair do this nigga's hair?
Yeah! Line them, clean line them up. He dead.
Right up. I can't stand y'all.
Girl! Money on the mind. Money on the mind. Money on my mind. Money on my mind, huh?
This birth this evil.
Well, that nigga could never go on the first 48.
You hear me?
That nigga could never go on the first 48.
Oh, he don't talk about it.
Soon as that motherfucker sit down in that chair, them fucking veins gonna get the pumping.
Well,
they gonna be like, nigga, you want us to bring you an ibuprofen? Nigga, you are an ibuprofen. Scare the beans.
Scare the beans. Give it up. Give it up. That boy said, Inspector Gadget, dun 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 dun. That nigga head is crazy, you know what I mean?
That boy got that same ponytail as that nigga had on that movie Kickboxer, boy. He had that motherfucking Chinese ponytail in the back. It wasn't no hair, it was just that one ponytail in the back. That
you know what they call the ponytail? Can't let go.
Can't let go. Like a whole sumo wrestler with that motherfucker pull back tight.
Can't let go.
Pull back
tight. What? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Baby, listen.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let it go.
Let it go. Mm-hmm.
Look like another rose. TKO.
TKO.
And he was missing at least 5 rolls from where he started. Look like another rose. TKO.
It's over.
Every time
you
get a line, and that's what you
gotta
say.
Far, far away. It's so far.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That ponytail is
stuck
so
in
far.
The middle with you.
Yeah, man. Real.
That nigga got it going on though.
Yeah.
Can't tell him shit.
Mm-mm.
Can't tell him shit.
He know about
it. You know, that's the real question of the day. How far do we go with the lotion?
Hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. I want to know how far did he go with the lotion. Have you ever watched this nigga put lotion on his face?
Oh, he put a little oil on that shit. That's
shining. It got to be more than lotion.
That's more than lotion.
You talking about the sun.
It's shining.
Yeah, different trajectory you than the face.
You saw the glisten on that shit.
Yeah. See, it's a different trajectory than the face.
His mama said put oil on it, yeah.
You have to have actual protective oil.
He upgraded from Vaseline. You remember the niggas who grew up with Vaseline on their face?
Yeah.
His mama didn't play. He upgraded to the oil.
Okay.
It's oil now.
Okay. Yeah. You can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Y'all fight for it.
You can tell.
Biggest fan, yes ma'am. He said he said.
I just wanna know, have anybody ever watched that nigga go from the top? I wanna do he start at the cheeks like
I think
people,
he goes to the cheeks.
Or though he started at the top and
top
go
down.
All the way down.
Ooh.
Think about that now.
Huh.
You covering more area. You're really working against yourself if you're going.
Yeah, I got it.
You know what I'm saying?
I got it. Yes, he goes from the front down the way. You know, sexy niggas go from the front
yes,
down.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
He do that shit like, You heard me? Like that.
It just take him longer to get down
like
his
that.
Cheek.
Like straight down, the forehead. Keep the waves clean. You hear me?
That's right.
Cause he just got locked up.
That's right.
Fuck you mean? Huh? Huh? Ah.
Ah.
Ah. Look.
What?
You can't tell him shit.
What?
That boy clean his head. He wiped to the front down. You hear me? Wipe him down. That nigga said,
right,
wipe me
down. That
nigga
go straight to the front.
You hear me?
That nigga run straight to the front.
Hey.
When wipe me down, come on.
Head.
Got a lot of sweat.
Head.
Shoulders.
Hold on. Head.
Look,
shoulders.
Look.
Knees. Toe. You
all
get
of them look just alike. Head, shoulder, knee, toe. All of them look just alike on his motherfucking ass. Wipe him down. Wipe him the fuck down.
Shit.
Yeah.
eat up like that. You play too much. That's your little boyfriend, huh?
I don't talk to him no more, girl. I ain't talked to him in a month.
Girl, shut up. He gonna be back over there.
He ain't never came over here. He kept trying to. Come on, he'll be back over here. I ain't talked to him in a month. I just told you.
Yeah, alright. I heard you say it twice.
I don't want him.
You sure? Is it because he wiped his forehead front down?
I can't stand you.
Okay. Well, you better sit down for this one. Listen. I'm finna go. Good night.
Y'all get on my third. I'm like, you gotta wipe your forehead front down.
That was a mwah. You gotta go down.
And then
he's squint his eyes. He's squint his eyes when they go down. When, you know what I'm saying? After he wipe his face. The beard.
He look better without the hair.
He's gonna. He let that shit go. Like I said.
I think that he was being funny with that picture though. He didn't do that.
No, I was just saying that it'd be good. Be good. He could go bald. He'd be cool.
I guess that's why he put that on there to see what people
would
say.
Yeah, I put a thumbs up to that motherfucking post.
Did you?
No, I'm saying I would.
Girl, you
so silly, did you? I don't know this man. I don't know that man on Facebook.
Now, he gonna tell you, you know, some people
want to
buy some weed,
send them to me. Girl, let me tell you. I'm done.
I can't stand you.
Boy, that was funny to me.
Huh?
That was funny to me.
Well, I gave you a good laugh tonight.
Yes, I cracked up, honey. That cracked me up.
I had you cracked up.
Both sides, honey. I'm cracked up on both sides.
I wish I could have seen the dance y'all was doing when y'all said shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Hey. You know we was messing it up, girl.
Because you know you love Boosie.
No, girl. Oh, that's funny as fuck. I'm hollering.
That's why I started laughing even harder because I'll spit you with it so I would come out.
That's his shit. That's his shit. Girl, don't, Good night. I love you.
You can
let
me do
bye. Bye, girl. Oh, that's funny, boy.